Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
We know what, I mean, Pat Mahomes, everyone knows that listens to this show, that follows me on Instagram. I put it out there. I was one of the first, if not the first, to say that this dude has GOAT potential. To say that this dude is Jordan-esque. And now Rex Ryan, who I think is great on TV, because he'll say whatever he wants, Rob. No worries, no fears. I like that in Rex. He says, I'm not even going here. And he had his moment. He was good with the Jets at first. It just didn't work out. But he is saying, I'm not even going to go here because I just think it's too early to make this call. But he's saying he's the best quarterback he's ever seen. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, let's see it happen. But this dude has GOAT potential. And what he did yesterday, Rob, 359 yards in the first half. Now, I know that Tampa defense, everybody wants to blame it on Brady, Arians, and they both certainly are to blame. But that defensive backfield, their pass coverage is getting worse every week. And Tyreek Hill made them look like they were running in quicksand or mud or something like that because he had well over 200 yards receiving in the first half. And so Mahomes goes for 359 in the first half. Rob ends up 462 as far as yardage, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions, 125 passer rating, and became the first NFL player in history with at least 30 completions and 300 passing yards in 4 straight games. Now, I think I certainly think he's the MVP. I think you're in that camp as well. But where I want to go is here, Rob. What we're seeing, we all know is special, and we should enjoy it, and I think everybody is enjoying it. To me, this is what happens when all-time talent links up with an all-time great coach. And maybe some would disagree that that's Andy Reid. I know he's only got the 1 Super Bowl. We'll see how many more he wins with Mahomes. But he was great in Philadelphia. I know it never got over the hump, but getting that team to what? How many straight in the NFC championship games? 4 or something like that? And, you know, obviously got to a Super Bowl. You saw he turned Kansas City around immediately from a horrendous team to a contender in his first year. This dude's a tremendous coach with his offensive, you know, play calling and all that he does, his offensive schemes and the like. And so when elite talent meets elite coaching like this, this is what happens. Michael Jordan was an elite talent. When he got with Phil Jackson, the rest is history. 6 championships and the GOAT status. Shaq and Kobe, elite talents. When they got with Phil Jackson, whether it was together or whether it was Kobe and Phil just by themselves, you saw what happened. And then on the other hand, a LeBron James, who's never had that all-time great coach. He has some good coaches, but never that all-time great coach. Great career, but I think he'd have even more championships had he been with a Popovich, a Phil Jackson, a Pat Riley, like the other guys he's compared to. Aaron Rodgers cannot ever deny how great this guy is. But he's got 1 Super Bowl. Never, in my view, a lot of that is on him never having that ultra elite coach. Peyton Manning got 2. He had the 1 with Tony Dungy, who is a very good coach. And then he got the 1 in Denver. But I believe this is what happens, Rob, when you combine those two. The one exception, and I don't know if this says something about the quarterback or the coach, but the one exception, and you were around for this too, Dan Marino and Don Shula. Never, obviously an elite talent on both positions, but never was able to get that Super Bowl. But this is what having Andy Reid, as great as Mahomes is, and I think he'd be great anywhere, but having Andy Reid, his expertise, that I believe could play a major part in whether or not Mahomes can reach that GOAT status.
Yeah, I think it's overblown. I think it's the way you've dubbed Andy Reid as this guy had an under 500 record most of his career in the playoffs. I don't know, Rob G, can you give me the updated number? The last one I saw was 11-13. I think he's probably at 500 now. But Andy Reid's career was about being a regular season coach who failed often in the playoffs and was considered a loser, who couldn't finish the job. And he finally got the 1 Super Bowl last year. And now the narrative is that he's the greatest coach ever, which I'm not so sure. I just think that the Chiefs, to me, it's not about Andy Reid. It's about all the talent and weapons that they have and the speed. I don't believe it's Andy Reid, and I'm not trying to say that he's not a good coach or that he doesn't matter, but I don't believe that the reason Mahomes has had as much success has anything to do with Andy Reid more so than it has with all the weapons that are at his disposal and his talent. That's why the Chiefs are good. That's why they're hard to beat. And I've seen Andy Reid for decades, for years in the National Football League, and I've seen him lose many games. And I'm not there to think that Mahomes' success is just because Andy Reid is there. You take those pieces away, the Tyreek Hill and all these running backs and all the other stuff that they have, and I'd like to see Andy Reid win. They're loaded. So I don't believe it's Andy Reid. I mean, that's the way you see it. I see it as the talent on the field that's around Patrick Mahomes.
I don't see it as Andy Reid. I see it as Pat Mahomes. I mean, Pat Mahomes is, like I said, I think he has
GOAT potential. But you just made a case about having a great coach being attached.
What I'm saying is I do think Andy Reid is a great coach. And I do think him being there helps Mahomes. I don't think he's the reason. Like I said this in my spiel. Mahomes anywhere else would be great too. But this seems like a match made in heaven.
In modern history, four times has there been a team that had an 18-point lead at halftime and lost in the playoffs. Four times in the history of the NFL. Andy Reid coached the two of them that lost, and all the other coaches and all the other teams in the rest of the history of the NFL lost the other two. So when you talk about how great Andy Reid is and all that, I've seen all the terrible postseason performances, all the choke jobs. They lost at home at Kansas
great?
City. I don't think he's great. I think he's a very good coach. I don't think Andy Reid is great with one Super Bowl after 20 years of coaching. I don't.
What if he ends up with
I'm talking about now. We're just talking about right now in Andy Reid's career. If it ended right now,
great.
I wouldn't. If it ended today, I wouldn't think he was a great coach.
Peyton Manning was great before that second Super Bowl.
Peyton Manning
Aaron
won
Rodgers,
five
MVPs. Aaron Rodgers was great.
What, he won five MVPs, didn't he?
That's still regular season. Your point.
Yeah,
with,
but five
with,
MVPs is nothing
Reed
to sneeze
was regular
at.
Season.
I just don't think a coach that
Aaron
has lost.
Aaron Rodgers is great.
That
he
has lost as
Super
much
Bowl.
As he has. I'm just talking about Andy Reid.
I'm just saying, I mean, it was good for the goose is good for the gander. So if we're going to say because he's only won one Super Bowl, he's not
No,
great.
I didn't say that. He had a losing record in the postseason. It's
he
not just
anymore.
That. He's also choked down some of the biggest.
Does he have a losing record
now? He's had some of the biggest chokes in the history of the NFL. I just gave you the number.
He only happened four times.
And Andy Reid had it twice. Four times in the history of the league.
But that doesn't mean he's a horrible coach.
I didn't say he was horrible. He's not on my great coach list.
Those are two games. But the bottom line is my point is not that Andy Reid is the reason Pat Mahomes is what he is. I was saying this without Andy Reid's mouth name.
Yeah, the whole topic is about being having a great coach.
But I'm saying the combination.
But your topic is about having a great coach with a great player. It's about Andy Reid, right? It has to be about him.
It's not about Andy Reid being the reason Pat Mahomes is doing what he's doing.
Your whole premise is about having a great coach. I'm telling you, Andy Reid isn't. Not in my book. He's a very good coach, but he's not a great coach.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Jalen Hurts, the backup that they drafted, of course, last year out of Oklahoma, is getting first-team snaps this week. Like, he's been getting reps with the first team, and that he is going to be in the game playing quarterback at times. And now this year so far, I think he's had 31 snaps. All of them have come with Carson Wentz on the field, you know, in the slot, as a receiver, whatever. They're saying, though, to at least the reports, that tonight you could see Hurts in there by himself and Wentz on the sidelines when Hurts is in. So that is a huge storyline in this game to watch, Robin. You and I talked about it last week. We just felt like this was not the way to handle Carson Wentz. Like, look, he's struggling. I mean, the dude is – I mean, there's just – You can't defend what's going on right now with him in Philly. And it's kind of a mystery, because this is a guy that looked earlier in his career like he was going to be special. Not just a franchise quarterback, but special. He was certainly an MVP front runner in, 2017 when he got hurt. But right now, he leads the league in interceptions with 14, fumbles with 10. He's 32nd in a 32-team league in completion percentage, 58%, which in today's NFL is horrendous. 31st in yards per attempt, 6.2. And then he's got the worst off-target percentage in the league at 23%. So he's playing poorly, but he's got this, you know, $130 million contract, or 4 years, 128. And I just feel like the way to handle him this year was to let him play it out. And then if he continues to stink it up and you feel like, okay, he's not our guy, then you can move on. But Doug Peterson, the head coach, even said himself, Rob, a couple weeks ago, if you go away from Wentz, you're saying the season's over. And this is a step in that direction in my book.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of it, to be honest. I think if he's healthy, you just let him play it out. They've had so many injuries. So many things have happened. Just play it out. Let's see what happens. And then after the year, you could decide which way you want to go. Because if you put Jalen Hurts in and he doesn't perform well, now what? You know what I mean? Like, there's no automatic guarantee that the kid's going to play well, the offensive line. I know most of the players are finally coming back. But there's just no way of knowing for sure, you know, like what would happen. We saw the Bears had to eat crow, and I'm not saying this is even similar, but you know,
you
they
saw
were
Trubisky
so,
come back in.
Yeah, but I'm saying, bad. Right, like they were so hell bent on getting Mitch Trubisky out there. And remember, they took him out when they were winning, like they had a winning record.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
And you know, Nick Foles had that great comeback against Atlanta, but everybody had a great comeback against Atlanta. Do you know what I mean, Chris?
Except, like more Rob G's Raiders.
Right. Everybody else.
Yeah, Why are you bringing up old stuff?
40 you know old? It was less than 24 hours ago.
We got a 24-hour rule on the Odd Couple. We don't talk about anything that's longer than 24 hours ago.
43-6, son.
Rob G, I know you broke out in a rash after that game last night. I mean, because that.
I stopped watching in the third quarter.
Did you watch that? You really did? You stick around that long?
How does that happen?
And we're talking about the Eagles right now, guys. You're over here sidetracking the conversation, trying to make me feel bad, and it's not going to work.
Well, Rob, I think tonight's game is huge for Carson Wentz. Huge. Because and they don't have to win. I mean, Seattle's a better team, so Seattle should win. But I do think Wentz needs to play well. Even if they lose, he has to play well. Because, heck, the way things have progressed from Doug Peterson on a Monday saying Carson's our quarterback, or Sunday, Monday, whatever it was, to a Wednesday saying, for now he is, or something to that effect. Like, the speed with which they are dismissing him, if he can't play well against the worst defense in the NFL, and that's what Seattle has, giving up like 435 yards a game, their pass defense, they got no pass rush. Their pass defense is pretty poor, too. So he should be – if he can't go out and play well, this could be the beginning of the end for him in Philadelphia. Like, I really – it's just bad.
I don't think it's hooked on this game. I really don't. I'm just not – I'm not there because, you know, it's easy to say that without seeing – you haven't seen Jalen Hurts play yet. So what if he goes out there and he, I'm just saying, and doesn't play well – there's a chance that they could say, okay, you know what? We thought this might give us a spark. He's not ready yet. You know what I mean? And so I don't know. Or
yeah, I'm not saying he'll get benched if he doesn't play well tonight, but if he doesn't play well tonight, it could be, and I say could be because there's still some season to be played. So maybe he could get him
no,
into
that's
the
what I'm. That's what I'm saying. That's why. But I understand. Sure, does he need to play well? Yes, he needs to play well. But I don't think this is the game that's going to determine whether or not he's going to be the Philadelphia Eagles starting quarterback for the next 5 years or not. I don't think
there is any one game where that's the case. But I think considering what's happened now, like I feel like this.
I wasn't sure Mitch Trubisky was ever going to play again in Chicago, to be honest.
Well, maybe he won't after what happened yesterday.
No, but you know what I mean. But he got back in, right?
Foles got hurt too. You know, I mean, they had to throw somebody in there. But the thing is that there's, for lack of a better phrase, this isn't the perfect phrase, but it's like there's bad blood between Wentz and Philadelphia now. The city, the fans, the organization. It is just, it's just bad. Like, from the players building, you know, the tribute shrine to Nick Foles, to the fans loving Foles because he delivered them a Super Bowl. You know, it just seems like Wentz is just a dark cloud over him in Philadelphia. And that's kind of what I mean. Like, if this is just a continuation tonight against a horrible defensive team and it continues to be bad, and now they're thinking about going to Jalen Hurts, who, to your point, there's certainly question marks about him. He's not Trevor Lawrence coming out of college.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
But it may not be either one of them, though. You know, right. I'm just saying, like, it's so bad right now. And they're going to have to finish the season with probably Wentz, I would think. But it just – and I think Wentz could go – like, if I'm another team, Rob, if I'm, say, Chicago – and now maybe it might not work in Chicago since they have Foles and the ownership might look funny at Matt Nagy or something. But if I'm a team that needs a quarterback, I'm really not near the top of the draft where I can get one, I would seriously look at taking a flyer on Wentz in a trade. Because I just think, you know, he's obviously got talent. I think he lacks the intangibles. But I think that's so bad. Like, the situation is so bad in Philly with him that I don't know if he can work his way out of it in that funk. And so I would give him another shot elsewhere and see if you can resurrect that ability. But it's just bad there in Philly. And then this, to me, Rob, just adds to it. What is Wentz thinking now? His confidence already was shaken. Now you're going to put in – I mean, you know, you always say it. What? If you got two quarterbacks, you got none.
I don't believe, right. I just don't believe in it. When guys have two girlfriends and all that, obviously both of them are lacking something. That's why you need two. And the same thing with quarterback. I've never seen it work. I've seen coaches try to do that. You know, go to this guy. This is the situation where I could use that guy. I don't think it works. You watch that basketball. You got 2 point guards, Chris. There's only one ball, right? You don't need 2 point guards.
Right.
You don't need two quarterbacks. There's one ball.
No, it you know, it works in New Orleans to a degree because, you know, when Drew Brees is healthy, because Brees is older. If Brees is young, I don't think he wants Taysom Hill coming in there and throwing the football, running the football, whatever. So, yeah, I would not have gone this route, but they're doing it. I am interested to see if Hurts gets out there, what he looks like. He's looked okay. I mean, it's hard to tell in the little bit plays he's had, but he's looked okay. There's questions about him, but it's a different NFL. You know, he certainly is a guy that can run the football. He threw it better at Oklahoma, but that's college. So there's no guarantee he's going to be a special player in the NFL. But you mock me for this, but I stand firm by it. Intangibles are huge for quarterbacks. Tom Brady's not the most physically talented quarterback, but he's got the intangibles. Joe Montana wasn't the most physically gifted quarterback, but he had the intangibles. Terry Bradshaw, heck, wasn't, you know, the most gifted quarterback, but he had the intangibles. And I think Jalen Hurts does have intangibles. I don't know. We'll see what he's got physically. But I think that's where Wentz is lacking, and that's where I just think he may need a clean slate elsewhere.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card.
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Brady is saying all the right things, and I do think he can take, you know, I don't think he has any problem with tough coaching. Obviously, Belichick did that with him. Now, he did it behind the scenes. He never really ripped him like this in public. He didn't give him great praise publicly, but he didn't rip him like this. But Arians is a straight shooter, and I think he's crossed the line. I have no problem with tough coaching either, but I think he seems to be like putting it all on Brady. And there's speculation that it's a problem. Again, Brady hasn't said anything. Arians, they both say their relationship is good. You know, a couple people reportedly close to Brady have questioned it and said Arians they think is, you know, just, you know, deflecting the attention from him. You know, that really, you know, by putting all the blame on Brady, he's deflecting it away from the play calling and the schemes that he's using.
Saying that Brady
different.
Calls the plays, though.
He's saying that. So, and then Dan Graziano, one of the ESPN reporters, you know, a lot of people making a big deal out of what he said, but he didn't report that there's a rift. He speculated, hey, there's theories out there, and one of them is that, you know, Brady brought in all his guys, Antonio Brown, who Arians didn't want, and you know, LeSean McCoy and Leonard Fournette. You know, he's gotten a lot, even Gronkowski. Good players, but still, they're guys Brady wanted. And maybe there's resentment there on Arian's part. Who knows? But again, it was speculation. So we don't know if there's really a problem or not. But one of Brady's, a former Patriot, Rob Ninkovich, obviously a Brady teammate in the past, he said this about the situation there.
I'm giving Tom Brady a new head coach because Bruce Arians at this point right now, he's not cutting it. Listen, all his interviews, he is throwing players under the bus. You know, he's asking him about AB. Well, AB was open on that play. Asking him about Tom Brady being confused by coverages. I don't think Tom Brady gets confused by coverages. I mean, just honestly, to throw him under the bus like that, to have to come out in the media and say the things that he says. Yeah, Tom Brady has been picking the plays, his own plays. And even to say that recently one of his centers just had a career-ending injury. I've never heard a head coach say somebody had a career-ending injury a week after they got hurt. It just, like, who does that? So it's the first time Tom Brady's ever had a head coach throw him under the bus like this.
All right, so, Rob, what do you think? Like,
First of all, that sounds like a Tom Brady friend. And he's a former
Patriot.
So when I hear that stuff, I mean, of course, he can't, you know, commentary from personal friends and people like people, I just take with a grain of salt. It was like the Tony Romo stuff. It just was.
Are they friends? I'm sure they're friends
and they played the same position. So there's a degree of respect just from that. You know what I mean, right, Chris? It's like because they do the same thing.
I mean, Romo was a little overboard for sure.
It was just over the top. That's all. I mean,
but here's my question for you. Because look, I'll say this, and I'm going to say this on the record. Obviously, you and I have a bet on this. If the Buccaneers, they were my preseason pick to get to the Super Bowl in the NFC, lose to Kansas City was my pick. If they get there, you owe me 3 pair of Jordans. If they don't, I owe you 1 pair of Jordans. So I'm not just saying this for the bet. I am not writing them off for this year. I still think they can put it together. I think they've, you know, got plenty of talent on both sides of the ball, but they just got to play better. And I don't think there's a world beater in the NFC. So I think it's kind of open, even though New Orleans certainly looks like the best team right now. But all that said, if it ends badly, Rob, this year, they go out in the first round of the playoffs, maybe don't make the playoffs, whatever, and they don't want to run this back or you can't run it back. Do you, in your view, playing off Ninkovich, do you get rid of Arians or do you get rid of Brady?
You get rid of Brady at 43, next year 44, especially if the wheels fall off and it ends badly. I just would be weird to pick a old quarterback trying to get another coach in to do what Brady wants a year later. If I'm Tampa, I just can't look at it unless you just don't think Bruce Arians is any good and he's your coach and he's been there for a while. It just depends. It just seems crazy because you can't expect Brady to be there more than one more year, maybe after that. And especially if you're saying it ended poorly, that means Brady probably had something to do with it ending poorly. And I think I would pick Bruce Arians.
Yeah, I thought Rod had a great comment about this. Right now, Brady's a good quarterback. He's not a great quarterback. Remember I said last week, I think it was last week or maybe late the week before, he's not a tier one quarterback anymore. I'd put him in tier two still, but he's definitely not tier one. But so he's not playing perfectly. And like you said, he's 43 now, right? 43? So he'd be 44 next year. Yeah, and obviously he's not your future. But could you bring in a Josh McDaniels, you know, who is a guy that obviously knows Brady, knows what is best for Brady as far as scheming, and then is a guy that, you know, you could look at and say he could be our coach even without Tom Brady. I'm not saying he's been great as a head coach, but, you know, you could look at him as having a bright future. Certainly, he probably will get another shot somewhere else at some point anyway. But I would, if in that question, Rob, I would go with Brady because Arians hasn't been good enough himself, you know. And I hear you. It's not simple because, again, Brady's age. You know, he's not going to be there next 5 years. But Arians hasn't, his last three seasons before this one, he hasn't had a winning record yet. Now, he had those years in Arizona early, but since then, 3 years he's coached without, you know, a winning record. And, you know, two of them were in Arizona last year with Tampa Bay. Now he's got a winning record. And as even though Brady hadn't been the GOAT, you know, that type of quarterback this year, I think he's got a ton to do with it. I don't think they have this winning record without Brady. And
I think you have a chance of losing the team as well from the standpoint of, you know, you're bringing in all these Brady players everybody wants. Brady had the coach fired. I mean, there's a lot of stuff there that could make the other players resent him if you did that. You know what I mean? Like, this is all about Brady and not about
us.
But
I don't think he carries himself that way.
Nah, but
you know,
by
all accounts, he's a, you know, gets in the locker room.
Still,
he's one of the guys.
It is,
you know what I mean?
The
players see Arians throwing Brady under the bus. Brady's not throwing Arians under the bus.
No, but this is the same. But Arians hasn't changed, though, Chris.
That doesn't matter.
Yes, it does matter.
Just because you've done it your whole life don't mean
consistency. It would be different.
You could be doing it your whole career and still doing it wrong. What's he
want? No, but that's not the point. My point is, this is not out of character for him.
What's out of
character is if he was treating Brady with kid gloves. Then the other players would say, oh, okay, you've been hard on me. You was hard on Jameis Winston, and now Tom Brady shows up, and everything's honky-dory.
You act
so,
like
no,
there's no happy
Bruce Arians
medium.
Hasn't done anything wrong.
You don't
wrong.
Have to
He's
brown nose. You don't have to kiss his butt. He ain't throwing nobody else under the bus like this. I mean, sir, he's not throwing the defensive backs under the bus. He's not throwing Leonard Fournette under the bus. He's not saying our running backs can't catch. You know, I mean, he's throwing Brady under the bus more than anybody. I'm not saying you got to kiss the dude's butt, but you there's a happy medium. You know, and you need an edit button. This is, again, you know, I've talked about this with Mike D'Antoni. You try to fit any player, whatever type of player he is, into your system. That's not the way the best coaching works. You adjust. Bill Belichick, the GOAT coach to many people, he adjusts week to week. Forget year to year. You know, Greg Popovich in San Antonio adjusted. So I'm just saying Arians can adjust his formula, some of his strategies. But beyond that, you know, you don't have to be calling out the GOAT. I mean, can you imagine a coach calling out LeBron James this way? Even if he's old, even if he's not quite the same, or in D.C., if Doug Collins had called out Michael Jordan like this, show a little respect. So I wouldn't think the players would be against Brady in this regard. I think they're looking at this like, yo,
why is
dude going at him like that?
Everything would be about Tom Brady. He changed the roster. He brought in his players. He brought Gronk out of retirement. Here comes Antonio Brown, who lives with them. And now he ran the coach out of town because he played poorly. It could go over badly with the other players. That's all I'm saying when they all add it up. You can say that now. If Tom Brady throws a game-losing pick to lose the game and Bruce Arians next year, in the first game of the playoffs, and Bruce Arians fired next year so Tom Brady can bring in Josh McDaniels, don't tell me people won't look at it sideways and go, how did he get fired? Tom played poorly. Tom threw the pick six.
I tell you what people can look at. They can say, we were in the playoffs. They say, we ain't been in the playoffs in 12 years.
That ain't what it's about. They didn't bring Tom Brady for that.
It's success. It's success has degrees. Has Aaron Rodgers been a failure the last 10 years? Aaron Rodgers has not been a failure the last 10 years.
My point is,
I get it, Robin. Yes, that's the goal. That's always the goal with good teams. But players aren't stupid where it's all black and white. They can say, you know what? We didn't get where we wanted to go, but we weren't 7-9 either. We made the playoffs.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.